down from Mondays to Fridays. Mm-hmm. That's only 5 days,
How long have you been going there?
Well, I started, right after I come back from, it must have been about in June. Must have been in June, because I went up to Philadelphia in April for Easter and stayed till May. It must have been about May, June, because Miss, what's the name of? Not Miss Later I go out there with Miss, can't think of her name now. But she told my daughter, she told my daughter about it. My daughter went on Gilman's feet in that store. Mm-hmm. And she told her about it. And she told her it would be a nice place for me to still be going somewhere. And so she called me up that evening and told me it'd be nice. When I called the driver to come pick me up, mm-hmm. Tell her to come by. She's living on Street too, but they bought them houses on Street there now. Now she's way out, there by the place that is Street to call it. And she bought a trailer, and she's staying right there by her daughter on the land, same land she's with. Let me see, what's her name now? Can't think of her name. I got a telephone though. Can't think of her name now. She's a ground skin looking woman lady, Miss. Want me to ask my daughter?
Oh, I don't think I know her.
You don't know her?
I don't think so.
Oh, right. Sometimes I can call her name. I don't know how none of them people out there was going out there hollering. Sometimes I forget Miss. Sometimes I guess her name, can't call her name. You know, we got in the wreck thing, you know, going to the district, what the place is, just before we got there.
Someone mentioned y'all were going to Century?
Century, I was on that bus when that happened. And Lord, back in my head, back in my neck. Oh, it looked like something hit me back there. And I was sitting on that back seat, you know, right where the door be is at, you know. Mm-hmm. When you get up, you come on, get ready to go out your back, out that side door. Well, that's where I was with Miss, with the lady I went with, my friend. And some of them fell out on the bus, laid flat down like they did. And I was holding my neck. I said, my neck, I was crying. My neck was felt like it was broke. Mm. Where that big old truck hit the back of that bus. Mm. And you know that bus brought me home right in front of my door? That big old street bus from out here on the center. Had it all through town, everywhere where they had to get off the other people. Carried them home for you. Then brought me on, and the bus drivers take me under the arm and brought me right at my door. And I stayed in, they taking x-rays of me. On the table, and I couldn't hardly turn. They had to help me to turn on my back, my stomach, my side, then my neck. They had to get my neck here, and I stayed. And then after I got through that, they take my blood pressure 3 times. Then they gave me a shot in this arm and 2 pills. And then I had to lay on that table in that room for I looked like hour and hour. And after a while, I asked the nurse if she could give him the orange juice. She said, yeah, sure. So she went on and got the plastic cup with the orange juice and a straw. And you know, she had to hold that straw or cup for me to drink out that cup. I couldn't hold my head up. And so I said, after I got through that, I said, you might give me another cup? Sure, she said. And my mom got me another cup, and she pulled that up for me. And later on, I laid down there a while, and then it went on down, and I had to go teach. I had to call. She said, all right. So they had to come, both of the two nurses had to help me on down on that stool.